إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. We are on the subject of who are the strangers who Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم promised the Jannah. As in the hadith of Ibn Majah, where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَةِ. He said, the Jannah, the Tuba is for the Ghurabah. Give the glad tidings of Jannah to the people who the world will call strangers. And we have been doing a series of reminders on the qualities of the strangers. Today I want to talk to you about the quality of the stranger, which is the quality of Haya. Now Haya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in another hadith said this is a part of Iman. And he said Iman has 70 parts, one of which is Haya. Now Haya is, my definition of Haya is that feeling of maybe ashamed is too strong a word, but that feeling of being ashamed at contravening or going against the standard to which you should live. Haya is that feeling of not having attained or having gone against the standard to which you should have conformed. So, for haya to be there, obviously one must be aware of the standard itself. Who are you? If you say, I am a Muslim, what does it mean? It's like, in the olden days, today unfortunately we seem to have lost almost everything. In the olden days, and this happened to me many times when I was growing up in school and college. Even before, if elder people, you went to meet some elder person, even before they asked you your name, they used to say, aap kaun se khandan se hai? Which family do you belong to? Because families had standards. So if you came from a particular family, then people knew that I don't have to ask any questions. I know what this person will do. Because I know that that family has that standard. I went for a membership to the riding club, and I must have been at that time, I think maybe 8 or 9 years old. And I still remember the person who was the president of the riding club, he asked me this question. Because 8 or 9 year old kid, I mean, what does he know? Who is he? He said, Baba, kaun se khandan se? When I told him my name and I told him my family, I got membership. So it's not the, it's not the sort of college tie kind of old boys network. It's, the issue is there are standards. So when you say, I am a Muslim, what is that standard? What does it mean? So it's something that bears reflection and try to define that and say, when I say, I am a Muslim, what does it mean? Because if you say, I am a Muslim, then it means that you confirm to a certain standard, and that standard is the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what gives you and me dignity. That is what gives you and me identity. I say this all the time. Give your children and give yourself a sense of identity of Islam. That is the biggest safety for you in this world. Because when you come to any kind of temptation, somebody invites you to a disco, you say, I won't go, sorry. Why won't you go? Because I'm a Muslim. What does it mean? It means that I'm not seen in places like this. This is not me. We don't do these things. You stand in the line, there was somebody who was standing in the queue for a cinema ticket. So there was a man standing next to him. He said, please take off your cap. You're wearing the topi, take off your topi. He said, why? He said, at least take off the topi. You're standing in a line for a cinema ticket. At least minimum take off your topi. Don't disgrace the topi on your head by standing in the cinema ticket line. So the point is that haya is something which, so it's not, haya is not only restricted to women wearing hijab or something. No. It applies to everybody. It applies to the men, applies to the women. To what we do and what we don't do. And that is based on the standard to which we are supposed to live up to. And that's why we say, the Fajr reminder, I'm not going into the details of what the standard should be. That is something that we need to think about and reflect on, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to understand. And that is why we have these Seerah classes. The idea of the Seerah classes is not simply to listen to the stories of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi, which of course is a beautiful thing anyway. But the whole point is that when we listen to the seerah, in the story of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is the story of the Sahaba. Many stories which come as part of the seerah. And in that, in each of those stories, you get a sense of the standard. Who are these people? These are our Salaf are not your father, grandfather. Our Salaf are the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, going all the way to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which goes, transcends boundaries of culture, boundaries of race, boundaries of nationality, and so on and so forth. You are a Muslim, means you are from a standard which was set by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And about this standard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the best standard for you is that. The standard of the life of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this standard is for the one who looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who has, and who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal throughout his life. So very important for us to understand, Haya is a quality of the strangers. Haya is a quality of the people of Iman. Haya is a part of Iman itself. And it is that quality which makes you feel ashamed to do something which goes against the standard to which you and I have to live up to. And that standard is the standard of the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why it is very important for us to learn that standard. First of all, what is that standard? And then to practice it in our lives. And then see the barakah of that in our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with the barakah and the noor of the standard of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to be pleased with you and to make it easy for you to do that which is pleasing to him. And to save you from that which is not pleasing to Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.